Everyone can relate to the stillness and solitude that prevailed at times this year. For jazz musicians, those moments presented new possibilities. Here to tell us about it is Nate Chinnan from member station WBGO and Jazz Night in America.
Jazz musicians rely on the bond they form with an audience in a room. When it was upended, they had to find ways to adapt. Many of them turned their living spaces into home studios, creating new music with whatever was close at hand. Among them was Fred Hirsch, who sat down at the piano to create Songs from Home. Hirsch's album, which we're hearing now, grew out of an initial impulse to stream a daily mini-concert on social media, his way of keeping that connection with an audience. Another early example of this was a weekly live stream from harpist Brandy Younger and bassist Desron Douglas from their apartment in Harlem.
Quarantine, lockdown, how's everyone doing? I mean, if you haven't lost your mind yet, God is good, you know? If you have lost your mind, that's cool too.
Douglas and Younger turned those sessions into an album. They call it Force Majeure, after the common clause in contracts that usually only gets invoked after a catastrophic event. But the spirit in their album doesn't suggest despair. It's full of sustaining life and connection. Other artists used the lockdown to unlock creative pathways, finally getting to that project they'd always wanted to explore. We've seen terrific work along these lines from saxophonist Tim Byrne and his regular collaborator, guitarist and producer David Torn. Each made a solo album this spring. The one created by Torn is a deep lesson in immersive texture, using little more than his guitar, an amplifier, and some basic pedal effects. For saxophonist Chris Potter, the musical equivalent of a new sourdough starter was something even more laborious. He startled the jazz world with an album called There Is a Tide, on which he plays all the instruments, not just saxophones and clarinets, but also bass, keyboards, guitars, and drums. That's a deeply impressive feat, but of course also still solitary. More and more, artists have also discovered ways to connect across the ether, collaborating from their respective bubbles. Trumpeter Dave Douglas made a digital album this way called Overcome, with singer-songwriters Faye Victor and Camila Meza and a few other partners. They created the music in pieces, passing files back and forth, but the sound of their communion makes it seem as if they're all in a room together. That's precisely the image they're seeking to evoke, and the hope that they're holding on to in the meantime.
When we are together again, we'll make music like never before. So sweet.
For NPR News, I'm Nate Chinnan.